Video is no longer a luxury, meaning that what happens these days is someone will search for you. If you do not have the YouTube channel, if you do not produce video, if you do not have a video on your website these days or producing video, you have become irrelevant. So I have 6 points for you, 6 points for you of what I truly believe is practical applications for now. Things that you should absolutely be focused on right now to have impact. And my presentation has changed dramatically from, as I say, when I decided what I was going to talk about live with you to the whole world changing with COVID-19. So number one, I'm going to tell you right now, it's more important than ever to be omnipresent, omnipresent. The definition of omnipresent is that you are everywhere. Number two is it's more important than ever to use information. I'm going to get back to omnipresence now. Use information as a bridge. Because so much is happening virtually these days, I want to give you a statistic. 9 times out of 10, someone is not ready to use your product or service when they first communicate with you. 9 times out of 10. Often they will need information first. And the best patient, the best client, the best practice member is always someone that's been consuming your content over a period of time. Which brings me to number three. If you provide information first through your YouTube channel, through your book, by the way, you should all have a YouTube channel, you should all have a book, you should all be communicating in print, in text, in email, whatever you can do to be omnipresent. If you do that effectively, number three is you need to slow down the process. We live in a society right now where everyone's looking to convert. Everyone's looking for the sale. Everyone's looking, you know, if you change that environment and you be the person that is there to educate, to draw out the genius within all of us or in your communities, you'll find that people naturally gravitate towards you. More importantly, you'll find that people that you want to work with gravitate towards you. But it starts with the intention to be omnipresent first by adding information first. So I could do the entire presentation just on this, but here's my piece of advice. Wherever you are a published author, you are naturally perceived as the expert and people gravitate towards you. Here's the interesting stat. If you do not offer information first, if you do not have a clear, whether it's your YouTube channel, whether it's the book, whether it's whatever it is, people will often want information before they do business with you. What's interesting though, if you offer the information first via educational media in some way, shape or form, they will often skip the information altogether and go straight to the product or service. Isn't that an interesting fact? Which means that you just have to be the person that's prepared to provide the information. Number four, video is no longer a luxury. Meaning that what happens these days is someone will search for you. If you do not have the YouTube channel, if you do not produce video, if you do not have a video on your website these days or producing video, you have become irrelevant. What's interesting about that is it goes back to point number three. It doesn't even mean that they fully engage with your video content. While it's helpful, the best type of patient is someone that's been watching your content on Facebook, YouTube, or wherever it is for 3 to 6 months prior to coming to see you. It changes the environment or the selling environment before you ever speak to them. So that's a very important concept to understand, is that you will automatically stand out if you are at least a producer of content. Most chiropractors, most human beings really struggle with the concept of standing in front of a camera and speaking like this. I mean, even this right now, I'm standing in a room all by myself speaking. But you have to understand, if you are the person that is able to tame that fear, you automatically put yourself in the leadership position. And you know what? Your community wants to be led. Your community wants a leader. People don't come to you for any other reason, really. I want to go to an expert that's a leader. And by producing a ton of content, you immediately become that leader in the marketplace. So that's number four. Number five, you need to also consider, while video is important and it's a must, you gotta have it, you also gotta remember that every Tom, Dick, and Harry has a video platform these days. While it's important to have, if you really want impact, you also gotta think about showing up where people aren't showing up. So where do people stop showing up these days? And that's in print and people have got bored of that stuff, and newsletters and emails and texts. People, you know, everyone's obsessed with the shiny object. So my next piece of advice for you is think about showing up where nobody else is showing up, as well as, it's an and conversation. The challenge we have is not, we always think about all conversations. Is it video or this? Is it this or this? And it's never or, it's an and conversation. You have to find a way to make that make it an and conversation. So give thought to the process of showing up where other people aren't showing up. And I highly recommend that print is one of the golden opportunities you have. Old school print. We do newsletters, we do welcome packs, we do all those things because I know that I want to show up where everyone else isn't showing up. I also want to be omnipresent. And lastly, number six, if you really want to make an impact in today's world, it's not good enough to just have a video platform. It's not good enough to just have one platform. You absolutely these days need to be multimedia, which means some of you are going to be intimidated by the following statement, but you have to show up in as many media as possible. Because remember, it's never about us. It's always about the consumer. It's always about the person's life we're trying to influence. And while some of us might respond really well to video, others might respond really well to a podcast, and others might respond terribly to both of those, but respond really well to email and print media. So you absolutely need to be multimedia in your communication channels. I'm gonna leave you with one thought process, and that is that if you just, there's nothing new in the world. If you did yourself a massive favor and you studied what I truly believe is the most influential chiropractor in the history of mankind, be Mr. BJ Palmer, if you actually study his marketing methods, if you study his communication methods, one thing you know, I've just recently read a book about Mr. BJ Palmer, and within the book they talk about how he became a very skilled orator. Make sure you become a skilled orator. They also spoke about how he had a printing press. I just spoke about print being very important. Make sure you have a printing press, or make sure you have a printing avenue or arm to your marketing department. He also was only the second licensed radio station in the whole United States, second ever. Make sure that you are being heard. Today it's podcasts, etc. But should you be focusing on traditional media? Absolutely you should be focusing on traditional media. Guess what else Mr. BJ Palmer did? He did the Lyceum conferences, right? Many, many years ago. There are records of over 8,000 people attending those, and those were not just for chiropractors, they were for lay people too. So he communicated at a large level. But if you really study what he did, he was a genius in the way he did it. But there was deep thought into being those points I've just said. He was always omnipresent. He had brochures and books. I mean, think how many books he's got. Point two is have information first. Point three, slow down the process. He wanted people to hear him on radio, see his print, see him in newspapers, see way before they come to see him. Point four is video is no longer nice to have, it's a necessity. But in those days, they didn't have those processes, but they did have radio. So guess what he did? He made sure he was on voice. Point five is show up where others aren't. He just showed up everywhere. Remember, he at one point owned the world record or the Guinness record for the longest elephant cart drawn carriage, and was really that he put on a big show and people were able to follow him, and he created a movement and he created something different. So he was a genius with what he did. And lastly, he was always multimedia. So you don't really have to look too far from those around us or our forefathers, because you know we get to stand on the shoulders of giants. So I hope this was helpful today, and I want you to understand that if I go back to the very beginning of my presentation, is that people will pay to watch a fire burn bright. Start with yourself first, do the work, become on purpose, on fire, and that's half the communication battle won. My name is Dr. Ryan Ryder. Please look me up online. I'm always here to help you anytime, and I hope one day I get to see you live and communicate live with you. Keep on serving big. Make an impact. The planet needs you now more than it's ever needed you. And that is our responsibility, to step up and communicate at a larger level. Love and appreciate you. Hey, thank you so much for watching this video. I really appreciate it. I hope it helps you grow your practice. My name is Ryan Ryder. I generate $7 million every single year from 8 practices, 10,000 new patients last year alone. I've been doing this for the last 10 years. And if you enjoy this video and you enjoy my content, I highly recommend you grab my book. I put everything that I've learned in the last 10 years
and $7 million every single year, 10,000 new patients in the book. Grab the book, click on the link below, it's completely free of charge. All you do is pay for the shipping, we pay for the book. Enjoy the content, enjoy the rest of the videos, make sure you subscribe to my YouTube channel, and I hope that 2020 and your practice grows more than you ever could have imagined, and I hope the book's part of that journey. See you soon.